Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immemc.org, for Wednesday, January 19, 2011. After publicly announcing his resignation from the Labor Party, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak announced on Monday the birth of a new party running under his command called Independence Party. On Tuesday, in the Gaza Strip, one resident was killed and two children were wounded after the Israeli army bombarded an area in the north of the Strip. In a symbolic move towards the recognition of an independent Palestinian state, the Palestinian mission in Washington raised the Palestinian flag outside its office building. A number of teachers working in Jewish schools in Israel stated that more instances of racism are reaching alarming levels as more students are going as far as advocating killing Arabs. The teachers found graffiti written on school walls and even on exam papers. The most famous graffiti was "Death to Arabs." On Wednesday, Israeli soldiers kidnapped more than 14 Palestinian youths, all under the age of 21, apparently for their affiliation with the Fatah movement and the leftist Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. The kidnappings took place near Nablus. The World Zionist Organization's WZO Settlement Division is again under the control of the Israeli Prime Minister's office after a period of nearly 4 years with the Agriculture Ministry. One of the first decisions made by the newly configured coalition government was to return the WZO's Settlement Division to the Prime Minister's office. According to data from 2008, the average gross salary per household was much lower for Arabs, 8,818 shekels compared to 14,242 shekels for Jews. Yet the data shows that Arab men worked longer hours, 55.6 hours per week compared to 51.8 hours for Jews. Arab women have substantially lower employment rates. Only 22% of Israeli Arab women were employed that year, while 66.6% of Jewish women were working that year. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Ramona M.